gonna make a town of town. I began to take notice that this town wouldn't be here without them, without the volunteer firemen, the boys I drank with in the woods in high school, who are now cops busting kids in high school. Kids who think they know it all, I used to think that too. New Jersey,
New Jersey,
let's get this straight, it's not North but South Jersey, right over the bridge from Philly, an hour away from shore towns of Avalon, Ocean City, CIO, Cape May, Atlantic City, Stone Harbor. Let's not forget Wah, 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 Wah. Let's not forget Wildwood. We got sour and water and cherry and yo and use guys.
Use guys.
We got soda and Wawa and diners and marble and Palm Lines. We got cheese sticks and hoagies and eagles and fillies and mustangs. We got JPs and JTs and Tonys and Big Mikes and Jimmys and Denny's and Denise's and Christie's and Chrissy's and Jenny's. We got lots of Jenny's in Wildwood. Let's give thanks to our Acme supermarket cashier.
Thank you.
Our teachers and our coaches and the places where we buy beers, like Shari's and Freddy's and Cook's and Westmont Liquor. We got PJ's and Potts Pub and Colemont's and Connie's. And let's give props to our daddies and mommies in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Specifically talking about South Jersey.
South Jersey.
Take 295 old Route 70. Or a scenic drive on the turnpike, the exits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and stop for a Slurpee at the local 7-Eleven. New Jersey,
New Jersey.
You know what I'm talking about. In South Jersey, we got coffee, the Speline Village Thrift, and Cabana. What a race. In the Haddon, Spence Sock, and Collingswood, Audubon, with Collingswood High. We got Big Head, the Boardwalk, Casinos, Esposito's, and Guido. We got plumbers and fixers and sixers and flyers. And when your car's broken, I'm Miller for hire. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
This song goes out to all of you in that Garden State. Tell me my love and I appreciate those who call me Sarah.
Yo, Sarah.
Cherry and yo and you guys. We got soda and Wawa and diners and marble and Hollywood lights. We got cheese sticks and hoagies and eagles and fillies and mustangs. We got JPs and JTs and Tonys and Big Mikes and Jimmys and Denny's and Denise's and Christie's and Chrissy's and Jenny's. We got lots of Jenny's in Wildwood. Now it's probably being contaminated. There's something real, real good that sits in that water. That water in that tower next to Van Sciver School.
I'm not trying to control or console you. I don't want to police or patrol you. Persuade or invade you. Your little injuries
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jared.
My name is Jared, and do you have a minute so I can ask you about your life insurance policy?
Go ahead and ask.
Are you satisfied with your premiums?
Yes. Yes.
Well, what if I told you I can reduce your premium by 5% this year? It's been on my mind ever since that phone call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got to get good at that, because otherwise my only other option... at this point, I think, is to talk to the guy who used to do radio promo but quit because the money was no good and he wants to open a tanning salon now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of weighing my options at this point.
I see. Okay, but you did. That was good.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned something from the meat freezer job, I guess.
Right, right.
But no, let's talk about the good job that makes me happy, which is this. Overnight Sensations, 1 hour dedicated to nothing.
But local music.
On WRSU-FM New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music. How are you tonight, Jeff?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Blah.
It was good during the whole like record library thing, but now I'm...
That was fun.
Yeah.
I think we had like a rush. Like I had my white chocolate mocha,
yeah.
and you had your...
The Frosty with the Butterfinger stuff.
Frosty with the butter. Oh, my God. That sugary
great.
Goodness.
And now, yeah, and then we have the pizza. Now I'm kind of feeling like I'm going to crash.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
But we can stave it off for at least another hour,
we
I
can,
hope.
Yes, yes.
Tell you, we heard Sunshine Will right there, Your Chariot Awaits. That's coming off their first and only EP called The Escapist.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. They are going to be playing their last show ever.
Oh.
November 10th at Southwest Burrito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
November 10th.
Yes, I believe it's a Friday, I think.
All right.
I'm not sure.
And those shows are usually... They start early,
they're
don't
pretty
they?
Early, like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not sure who else is on that yet.
Okay.
But, you know, it's an alleged last show ever, and it's at Southwest, so it's going to be a party, whoever they bring on board.
Cool.
And, you know, like, they're another bunch of guys who have a million things going on all at once.
Right, right.
You know, Brian's got Rapid Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know Dan the drummer's going traveling, so I guess this might be, at least for a while, this might be a last show ever.
Mm, okay.
We heard the Chilling Details before that. Little Disaster.
Great.
Caught them at the Brighton on Friday night. Good stuff. Mm. They don't have an album out yet. And that's
really?
Bothering me, yeah. But it's being chipped away at.
Oh, okay.
So I know that they're recording, I know they've got studio time, but I know about those guys, you know, once that album comes out, they're going to have a whole nother mess of songs to record, and it's going to be a never-ending cycle. I can't wait.
Great.
And we started off the show with Sarah O'Brien doing the New Jersey song.
Yes, it was good to hear that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to start the show.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's really about South Jersey.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think Edison is mentioned in there, though. I could have sworn. That's why I made that face, like, oh, Edison. Wow.
Maybe. I'm not to listen. I know it's because, you know, she says, you know, something about water and water ice, which is a very, that's like the South Jersey kind of accent. But
okay.
I guess if you take, but then she started talking about Wawa, and that's, you know.
Yeah, you have that up here.
Yeah, we have that here, so it's the New Jersey song.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I saw her play at the Saint last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played with Smash Palace.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. I had, remember Steve Butler, we did the interview with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually produced the tracks from this record.
Oh.
Trampoline.
Now, I meant to ask you, actually, going back, that came out in January?
Apparently January. I thought we had it over the summer for some reason. But we got it in January.
Did you, when that came out, when we got that, did you know who that was and what
no,
the whole thing was?
No, not at all, nothing.
Wow.
But she's trying. She's got this really interesting idea going where she wants to tour, play a show in every county in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So that song will go over really well.
Yes.
Wherever.
Absolutely.
So I hope as part of her Middlesex County travels, she stops here.
Yep.
Oh, and the thing I wanted to show you was my shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it inspired by this. This is the shirt she gave me.
Watch, folks.
Yes, that's right. Radio Sight Gag. This is Overnight Naked Sensations now. 1 hour dedicated to naked. But check it out.
Oh, okay.
I really like New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Check it out, folks.
That's great.
In case you can't see it.
Yeah,
you'll look. With a star next to it, which says really like on the star, and below that, NJ.
Yes.
So there you go.
You know, instead of I love New York, I really like New Jersey.
Like New Jersey. Yeah. That's classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Nothing exciting.
No. I did lots of radio, though.
I did, I did radio last night. I did a nice, I don't know if it was last night or Friday night. One of my shows, I did a nice set of New Jersey stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Local stuff.
We'll have to look through that later.
And playing, I played our new promo.
Oh, cool.
Yes. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's, I think that's going to be like the pinnacle of my production skills.
I think so.
You know, unless we come up with a few more good radio site gags.
Yes.
I think that might stand.
Yeah.
I've been going through the shows all weekend long also when I was at home.
Oh,
we
okay.
We could fill a whole CD full of songs, which I want to do for like the end of the year, maybe a best of at the end of the year. We could do another CD just of things I thought were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole mini disc full of promos also.
Yeah, right.
But enough about us.
Yes.
Because we've got we've got some guests in the studio tonight, and but before we go to them, I actually want to read something. I didn't even realize this until I was, you know, screwing around the internet this morning, because I like keeping tabs on who's writing about talking about WRSU. So, you know, I check up on nbunderground.com a lot, hoping that there's something fun about us on the message board, there wasn't, unfortunately, but this was posted on the front.
Has there ever been?
Here and there.
Okay.
I can't remember any really specific posts.
Okay. Anyway.
But this was posted right to the front page.
Yeah, and I'm going to, while you do that, I'll close that door.
Yeah. All right. It's the article 10 Years After by Mike Doktorski. On October 18th and 19th, 1996, the Court Tavern hosted the record release parties for the New Brunswick Underground compilation CD. Nearly all of the NBU bands performed at the release parties, including the top local acts of the day, Boss Jim Geddes, Bionic Rhoda, Bunt, 3 to 6 Inches, Loomis, the Stunkhawks, Flood Room, et al. The Court's basement was jam-packed the whole time, and the atmosphere was electric. Needless to say, it was a phenomenal weekend of rock, despite Night 2's monsoon, and a significant crossroads for me personally, the culmination of a project which I devoted nearly a year of my life. Reading through the NBU liner notes now, one of the things that's conspicuously absent is the internet. Can you believe that only two acts, Spookhandy and Shrubs, for those keeping score, listed websites for themselves? A few more listed email addresses. That would all radically change, of course, in a few short years. In 1996, the world was poised on the cusp of a technological revolution that would forever alter the landscape of indie rock and the music industry. Anyway, on the 10-year anniversary, I thought it would be cool to once again profile those original 16 bands and musicians who contributed to NBU a decade ago. What happened to all of these folks? Are they still making music? Inquiring minds want to know, or something like that. And you could read up on all the bands on the compilation if you go to nbunderground.com.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and we are going to be talking to the Stunkhawks right now. Guys, can you hear at me?
Hey, Jared. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Really great. Thanks.
Good. Thanks for coming in tonight. Now, I'm kind of at a loss for how to begin this interview because I feel like we're beyond that whole, you know, introduce yourselves and who are your influences and, you know, how did you get all that typical interview fare. So, I guess, you know, I'm sure we have some new listeners. Some new fans of the show. Maybe I've got a new stalker, or some of my exes have finally come to terms with some parts of my personality and might be checking the show out. So I guess a quick and dirty introduction to the Stunkhawks.
By us?
Yes.
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 Well, I guess as you can tell from the article, we're old.
We've been playing now for 10 years here.
Actually, yep.
Beautiful.
A little longer.
95, so...
94, 95...
except I believe we formed in 95, fall of 95.
We were both... 16. Johnny and myself, we were both refugees from other bands.
Yeah.
The Urchins.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the Urchins. Rob was in Black Belt Jones. And, we had a couple other guys. JJ, the original bass player, was from a band called Much Too Fantastic, and a couple other projects.
And then our original drummer, Joey, was 8-Ohm Driver.
Yeah, 8-Ohm Driver. A couple other projects as well that he was involved in at the time.
And, you know, you've had a cast of people rotating in and out who, of course, have gone on to other bands as well.
Yeah, well, that began... at the Court Tavern when our original bass player, JJ, took a tumble down the Court Tavern steps trying to carry his bass rig up.
Oh, man.
And he fell down the entire flight of concrete steps.
Ow.
He went on the disabled list for a little bit and thus started a rich tradition of substitute players that has continued off and on through the years.
Yeah, our next show, while JJ was in the hospital, was we had our first... guest Stuntcock, which was Yost Stuntcock,
yes,
who played quickly learned the songs on bass, and that's the tradition of never miss a show, always play no matter who shows up, began.
Yeah.
And then so throughout the years the Stuntcocks has had members from
Boss Jim Geddes.
Boss Jim Geddes.
Austin, of course.
Yep.
Negative Male Child, that was Brian.
Yeah.
Chris Pierce from Doc Hopper.
Doc Hopper. Members from Doc Hopper, Ralph Kanicki Stuncock from
Ralph Castro from Aviso Hara, who's currently actually he's playing bass with us again. Nice. Yeah, he's going to be playing with us at Asbury Lanes November 2nd.
Excellent.
Yeah, as well as at our upcoming court show in December.
All right. Yeah, we've got to talk about that. Also, the benefit for the Hellraisers.
December 2nd. It's going to be a great night of rock.
I heard it, not only is it going to be a great night of rock, but I hear it's also a burlesque show.
Yes, they have a
burlesque.
Which
I'm rather excited about.
The Hellcat Girls, a burlesque act.
Oh, man.
It's being billed as the Attack of the Nearly Naked Women or something like that. It's awesome. It's a benefit for a roller derby team, our friends in the Hub City Hellraisers.
Yes.
I'm just curious if the burlesque women are going to be in roller skates as well, because that sort of appeals to me.
That would be kind of hot.
Kind of a crossover thing.
Yeah.
A mashup, let's say.
Speaking of the internet age, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So,
But before that, we are playing November 2nd at Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park.
Yeah, it's you guys and Horsey.
Our friends Horsey, yes. Yeah. Should be a good time. Also, New Brunswick, Stalwarts,
yep.
Staples.
So I think Brian set that show up?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, Brian set that up.
Yeah, I wonder why he doesn't come on the show anymore.
Yeah, where is Brian tonight? Whatever happened? Is he a refugee?
I think, you know what? I think he like has a house and a girlfriend now. I think he grew up.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Mm.
You know. I don't know. So anyway, why don't you guys give us a taste of what's going to happen musically at the Lanes?
Okay, well, you know, of course, we are a full electric rock act, but we brought two acoustics here because they wouldn't let the electrics pass the metal detectors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had to. We're here shoeless, and let's run through a little song, I guess, Robbo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think to answer your question about at the Asbury Lane show, we will have our original drummer, Joey Stuncock.
Yeah, we will have our original drummer, Joey Stuncock.
And then Kanicki Stuncock will be
on bass.
Playing bass.
And I believe we will also be graced with the presence of Iggy and Ziggy for a guest slot. It's a rumor. They may make it.
So,
we'll have to see if their plane can be diverted during their world tour.
So you know we'll have you know a full
complement of
Stuncocks up on the stage.
Yeah,
excellent. What are you guys gonna play right now?
We're gonna play a song off of our recent CD,
our 2003 CD called "Friend of Mine."
Nice.
Hazy days that went so fast. Find a way to
good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
Excellent. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's do an oldie but a goodie.
Do the, okay, yeah.
This is an old one. This was off our first, you know, when you talk about, how in 96, days. You know, nobody had a website. Well, you know, back then, you know, even having a CD was sort of a rare thing. And our first album was actually cassette, still right? On cassette. And then we also did a 7-inch back then as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we put out a 7-inch on clear vinyl, and we split it with, it was a split 7-inch with Boss Jim Geddes.
Yes.
That's still, it's still out there circulating.
I think we have 4 copies of the single left, and we have 1 remaining tape with the case.
Exactly.
So, anyway, this is an old one called Seven Set of Friends.
Good stuff.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. What else? I was reading. The other thing I really wanted to go into this article again. I know we keep on coming back to it. She Gets All Her Pets High, covered by this guy made mention of Bionic Rhoda, Boss Jim Geddes, covering that song. What were you telling me, Rob, about how that song was actually banned from RSU for a while?
Well, yeah. You know, there was a legend of New Brunswick called the Nacho Man, and he was in a band at the time called the Fighting Amish.
Oh, okay.
And he was good friends with a guy named Milltown Mike, who used to have a show from 6 in the morning until 9 in the morning.
They had a real drive time gig there, like on a weekend.
Wait a minute, Milltown Mike is this? I wonder if if Milltown Mike happens to be listening right now, is this do you happen to live in Marvelous Milltown? 732-932-8800. Because I got a call from this guy who is calling me from Marvelous Milltown, and now I'm kind of wondering if I'm putting that, two and two together.
It could have been Milltown Mike.
Wow.
So anyway, we were, you know, he used to have, the Nacho Man also had a song that was very popular at the time in New Brunswick.
That was I Want to Be a Stunkcock.
Well, yeah. he had Stunkcock for a day. That
oh,
was
yes,
one of
that's
song.
It. I'm sorry.
And then he had a song called Smoking Weed.
I remember
and,
that.
And he name-dropped us in the song, as well as quite a few other people.
So after a hard night of drinking and partying, me and the Nacho Man decided to stay up until 6 in the morning and sort of stumbled down here to the studio where Milltown Mike let us in. And
oh, wow.
The program head of director sort of was hearing, and I think the Nacho Man was dropping the F-bomb on the, you know, the airwaves,
oh,
which
boy.
Is sort of a no-no.
Yeah.
And basically banned us and the Stunkcocks music from RSU at that time.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, back then, you know, when we first started playing, the newspapers wouldn't print us when we were playing gigs. Like, they would list all
they
the other
like
bands
the name.
But us.
Yeah.
sometimes they would try to cover it up, the name with, you know, we appeared one time as the Stunt Corks.
Yeah, oh, I remember man. That one. That was very...
When, you know,
made me miss not being listed.
You know, our logo is a rooster with a crash helmet. So I mean,
the
obviously
joke is
there is
plain and innocent.
Yeah. There's obviously, but you know, and as times have changed, you know, now we actually get listed.
Yeah.
About the time of, as a matter of fact, I remember the New Brunswick Underground, the compilation when it came out. The newspaper did an article, the Home News, and mentioned every
band.
Single band
except us.
That was on it except us.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We were the only ones that got left off of it. So, and that really, you know, that really was probably one of the most incredible nights at the Court Tavern.
Oh, that was a great,
it
you know,
was,
that epitomized the spirit of the day, which was just, you know, when you could, there were some hard decisions to make which club in New Brunswick you'd be going
yep.
to that night, and you'd try to catch one band at one club and shoot across town to catch another one at another, and the scheduling was a nightmare.
You know, and back
it always is when you try to do that, but
right.
you got to go out and do that.
But you know, there was just so many more music options too
yep.
in New Brunswick than for seeing live
and
bands.
I mean, you know, and there were so many clubs to play that we didn't play a show outside of New Brunswick
for like a year and a half, I think.
For
our first year and a half. We'd
have three gigs a month. It'd be the Plum Street, the Melody, the Court Tavern.
Yeah. Private parties, yeah.
Indigo Jones,
basement
the all-night coffee house.
Coffee houses, yeah.
Wow.
Just basement shows. We really, yeah, three, four gigs a month.
Yeah.
Never leave New Brunswick.
And I miss the Plum Street pub.
Yeah, we all do.
Yep. Oh, man. Interview's
but,
kind of bumming me out now.
So, oh, well, you know.
I asked, though. So I think I'm
going to start crying.
Yeah.
Memory.
Yep.
But, you know, the other funny thing about the, you know, the fact that nobody had a website back then, you know, is pretty outstanding. But
you
know,
we had
posters. Just to mention, not only are we have a website now.
Yeah.
We're in the new millennium, but we also even have a MySpace page.
You're in the cult
yes,
also.
Yeah, we have a MySpace page as well. We just entered our video in the YouTube contest.
Ah.
Our video shot by our
video?
Friend John Hume, pre-traumatic stress disorder.
Nice.
He's a HBO filmmaker now.
Yeah, he did the documentary Unknown Soldier, which was which debuted in on Memorial Day of this year.
Right. No, 05, I think.
Oh, it was 05.
Yeah, it was 05. This was the year anniversary of...
So it's a great documentary. You know, he's a great filmmaker and, you know, a good friend of the band. And, you know, he filmed our CD release party. He came down with us to Wilmington, North Carolina for the Wii Festival.
Yes.
Filmed us at the Somerset Pub and then, you know, put the footage together for a video, which you can check out on our MySpace page, which is MySpace...
com/TheStunkcocks,
right?
The Stunkcocks, yeah. We're as The Stunkcocks on MySpace. And like I said, you could look up pre-traumatic stress disorder or The Stunkcocks on YouTube.
As
and
well.
And you'll get our video.
If you want to check the outstanding
But yeah, he made a great video. He kind of a live action from three clubs, like Rob says.
Excellent.
Cool. And vote for it on the YouTube contest and make us... I think we get some free Gibson guitars if we win.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. All right.
That's cool. That's a cool deal.
Yeah. What? Why not? You know?
Yeah.
So can we play the song?
That would be awesome. That's for the video. Yeah.
Sure.
So this is, you know, this will be an acoustic version. Of course, we got the whole live band on the video. So check it out on YouTube or on MySpace.
We're on MySpace where we have this different.
Starting to worry about her. Things are not so fun without her. She doesn't call or come around much anymore. I hear that she's been avoiding going outdoors. Maybe you can talk to her. She won't listen to me. She's losing interest in outside activity. You're starting to worry about her. Things are not so much fun without her. Nothing I can do to cure her. She's got pre-traumatic stress disorder. I'm really starting to worry about her. Not so much fun without her. Doesn't come around much anymore. And I hear that she's been avoiding going outdoors.
Job yet again.
A little pre-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. I like how the way this year is going, though. I've been getting to see many different facets of the Stunkhawks. You're playing acoustic now. You played without a bass player at the Bike Library, I believe.
Uh-huh. We played a two-man set, actually. Just drums and electric guitar.
Yes.
Oh. Singing. That was a lot of fun.
I had to go do karaoke.
Yeah, Rob was out of town, and we've been playing. I mean, the core lineup, you know, has been the original lineup, actually. The original drummer, Joey, and Bobby, and me, Johnny, and we've been bringing Kinnicky in.
Yeah, yep. Unfortunately, JJ, we'd love to have an all-original Stunkhawk show, but JJ's out in Japan creating video games or something.
Oh, remember that band, The Subject? I think they were...
Yeah,
I do remember this subject.
Yeah,
too.
Okay.
I saw them down at not Asbury Lanes though. It was that art house coffee shop place.
Rock, Asbury Paper, Scissor?
No. I shouldn't have brought it up because I don't remember the name of
that. That or like the Bee Gallery?
The Bee Gallery.
I miss that place too.
That place was awesome.
I saw Pro Solar there like right before they vanished.
Uh-huh. Actually, they're living in Highland Park. They're still they're neighbors of mine up there, a few blocks away.
Yeah, the subject played that right before, I guess right before he left for Japan.
Okay.
I guess I would put that like last year. Yeah, and then you guys played like, what's a month ago, I think, the Court Tavern, right after the Jesus party.
Yeah, after your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and was I playing bass on that show?
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah, yeah, you played bass.
That's right, yeah.
And Chris Pierce sat in on bass and drums at different parts. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's the deep bench theory, you know. And again, we have Iggy and Ziggy, who recorded the 2003 CD with us, actually.
And they played the party at the Country Living with us earlier in their year as well.
Those are the guys that you'll see if you look at the video. That's like from that lineup. Now we have just the deep bench, you know, just it's kind of a celebration reunion slash, you know, all in, you know, Stunkhawks are showing up at these shows to play different parts of the set and whatnot.
Excellent. That's and of course people can catch you November 2nd at Asbury Lanes, I believe is a Thursday night.
And so, then December 2nd at the Court Tavern,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, with the burlesque show, yes. And Felon,
right. Our friends Felon.
Now, Jared, just to ask you a quick question. You interviewed Steve Butler?
Yep.
He was the guitar teacher for my high school band, the guy in my high school band, the Crippled Squirrels. Steve Butler.
I love
was
that name.
His guitar teacher.
Wow.
It's all coming full circle here on WRSU, and that's really what this is all about, I think.
It really is.
Yeah. That's amazing. I kind of wish I had known that like 3 days earlier.
Yeah, really.
Probably would have gone maybe like another hour with that interview, I think.
Oh, if you had pulled Crippled Squirrels out, you could have really taken that in a whole new direction.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly he actually taught both guitar. We had, you know, a singer who also played guitar. And he brought one of the songs that I wrote to Steve and said, you know, can you teach me how to play this one that, you know, the guy in my band wrote? And he goes, why do you want to learn this?
Oh, man.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, if you're out there, Steve, I'm trying to do better.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's listening. What do you think of tonight?
Well, hey, yeah, you know, actually, though, but, you know, both the guys really loved Steve as a guitar teacher and said he was, you know, he's a great guy, great guitar player, and a, you know, great teacher as well.
Cool. Mm. Yeah. Met for real last night. Seemed like good people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know. Man, this hour is going by way too fast. It's like 9:45 already.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Yep,
I haven't even taken off my my full rain gear.
Oh, no.
My Gorton's Fisherman galoshes. I thought it would rain tonight. I just wanted to be prepared for any eventuality.
Yeah, you know.
Well, it's good to be prepared, you know.
So,
and who knows how well, you know, our ceiling tiles will handle the elements.
Yeah, especially in that room.
Yeah. It seems like everything's working fine, at least today.
Yeah.
So, in the article that Mike Daktorski wrote, how many of the bands did he find out were still making music, or?
Well, no, he talked about your record and said that there were tentative plans for a follow-up. That's how your section ended.
They've moved from tentative to tenuous, but, you know, we wrote a number of songs, right now, we're just, you know, kind of enjoying playing and, you know.
I was talking about re-recording the cassette album to re-release it. Our drummer has never been satisfied with the original album because he didn't get to sit in on the mixing of his drums. So he's been bitter about that for 10 years.
Yeah, we may give him another shot at another couple of those songs, release an EP of some of the old stuff. Yeah. But
if you can make a copy of that and donate it to RSU.
You got it.
Well, actually, you don't ever.
Oh, you mean the old set?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, all really I have on CD are the old compilations.
I have. We're still looking for the DAT tape in Albie's basement, but we haven't quite come up with it yet. But you know, I'll see if I can make you a scratchy copy of a 10-year-old cassette. It's still, I still listen to it in the car, you know. So,
that's cool.
You know, it's definitely still working.
That's
but
awesome.
You can also, like, a couple of the tracks were put on not just the New Brunswick Underground compilation, mm-hmm. but then there was the Kitra compilations came out at the same time, and that
yes.
was the Bionic Jeff from Bionic Road actually put out the two compilations where
Seventh Set of Friends
Seventh
is on
Set
one
of Friends is on one, and Punk Rock Eye is on
yes.
The other one.
Yeah.
So there's three of the tracks from the album are out there on actually on digitized.
Actually digitized. Yeah.
All right, and what else is left after that?
Well, there's that was a 10-song tape. Nine
oh, wow.
originals and an Angry Samoans cover.
Yeah,
I'm in love with your mom.
The Angry Samoans cover. And then, you know, we've written... We had some new songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We, for that follow-up to the 2003?
For the follow-up mm-hmm. album.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wrote, you know, almost half a record worth of stuff and then just kind of, you know... drifted sideways for a little bit and kind of, you know, did other things. And then, you know, I kind of ran into the old drummer, you know, living in Highland Park, and turns out he lives down the street, and I mean, you know, I had my practice room doing nothing in my basement there, so we started hammering away, and, you know, we started kind of putting together this concept of the old lineup, new lineup, you know, deep bench Stunkox victory lap that I guess we're doing here. However long that lasts, we'll see.
But, you know, we'll be like the Rolling Stones, you know.
We're celebrating all the lineups
yeah.
from years gone by.
You know, people start dropping, you know, dying, and, you know, and we'll probably still be playing the Court Tavern 30 years from now.
Hey, I'll still be music hey. Director. I'll still be hosting
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Beautiful. We'll be like, yeah. you know, kind of go through that phase where you have a couple real young guys on stage just to kind of get, you know, the young bass player like,
yeah.
obviously wasn't part of the...
And me and you were on chairs.
yeah.
That and, you know, J.D. Fortune.
Give the girls something to look at
yeah.
up there while we're crippled old men.
But before that happens, you want to do one more song?
We have at least a... one more song in us before we're crippled old men, but
well, one more song.
Punk Rock Guy? Just leave the
yeah, why not?
Final expletive out of it. We'll play a cleaner version of a Punk
Excellent.
Rock Guy. This should kill a minute.
Yeah, this should be all of a minute long.
Thanks again for coming up
tonight.
Thanks
for having us.
Hey, thanks for having
us. Really appreciate it. And, so November 2nd, Thursday, November 2nd at Asbury Lanes.
That's right, so call out Friday.
And then Saturday, December 2nd at the Court Tavern for the big roller derby benefit
and,
burlesque show.
Look us up on YouTube and check out the video for pre-traumatic stress disorder.
And visit our MySpace page. Maybe you can be our friend.
Be our friend, please.
My friend.
That's right.
All MySpace.com/TheStunkox.
It's great because it lets you see what radio looks like.
Yeah, really. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's what the world needed.
Yep. All right, I'm going to play a track off of your album here, and then, I don't know, we'll wrap up
yeah.
with something.
All right.
Pop your calendar.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Thanks
yeah,
again
thanks
for coming
up.
Up. Here is Girl I Always Wanted to Be With.
Some of the music heard on WRSU-FM New Brunswick is brought to you by a program grant from the Princeton Record Exchange. The Princeton Record Exchange, with over 160,000 titles in stock, buys and sells CDs, LPs, and DVDs. Located on 20 South Tulane Street in downtown Princeton, they can be reached at 609-921-0881 or online at www.prex.com.
All right, so I'm back finally with a concert calendar.
Yes, finally.
Yeah.
You disappeared and now you're...
I know, and now I'm here. So, tomorrow is Monday night. Tomorrow is Monday, and I will be on the air from 6 till 10, but that's not part of the calendar.
Okay.
Yeah. But what is that Meets West and the Chilling Details are playing at Asbury Lanes.
Oh, okay.
It's the top indie band showcase for the Asbury Music Awards.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's all starting up. Shows all around the St. and Asbury Lanes.
Yeah, okay.
For that, which is coming up on November the 11th.
All right.
Tuesday, the 24th, Anthony Fumano is at the St. Hmm. Wednesday, the Gay Blades and Boy Girl play at Deep. It's again in Asbury Park. Sounds of Greg D on Thursday night, which is a new band from New Brunswick. Greg D, also Dave Drywitz on bass.
Okay.
You can catch them at Maxwell's. Friday the 27th, American Watercolor Movement at Pianos. April Smith at Arlen Grocery. And the Lost Patrol at Brighton Bar in Long Branch. Motel Creeps are at Maxwell's. And then, 28th, the Halloween show at the Court Tavern.
Yes, I was reading about that.
This is amazing. Spiraling. They're going to be queen this year.
Right.
Hero Pattern as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes, that's going to be interesting.
Tommy Straza and the Model Citizens as a combination Elvis Presley, Elvis Costello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wait, and check this one out. April Smith and the Great Picture Show as Heart.
Heart, yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
And it's an I can't go to the show because I have to go to the show night on the 28th because The Problem and Low Flying Jets are playing The Saint on Thursday night, or Saturday night as well. And the Brimstones, they're at Otto's Shrunken Head in the city. Wednesday, the 1st, November. November 1st already. Really. New London Fire, they're playing Maxwell's, and Meet Me in Montauk and Mad Elephant are playing right here in New Brunswick at the Harvest Moon, and the Crayons are playing at the Gold Hawk in Hoboken, making their return to New Jersey. And I've got that interview with Keith I have to play. I think I still have to edit it down. I haven't finished that yet.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But that'll be coming up. Thursday, November 2nd, of course, the Stunkhawks and Horsey playing Asbury Lanes. Hero Pattern, they're at the Saint. And November 3rd, Ready Made Breakup, Tris McCall, Crop Duster, and Della Val, they're playing Maxwell's. Oh, it's another I can't go to the show because I have to go to the show. Sound of Urchin at the Brighton Bar. Oh,
man.
But Sound of Urchin are coming here to New Brunswick to the Court Tavern November 4th.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, and then Friday the 10th, Sunshine Will, the alleged last show ever at Southwest Burrito, and the Gay Blades, Boy Girl, and Rye Coalition are playing at Asbury Lanes. So go out more, damn it.
In fact, going back to the Court Tavern on the 28th, I can't stand it.
Yeah, yeah. Professional radio.
you can't go to that because you're going to go to the...
No, I'm just in general. It's and I can't go to the show because I have to go to a show tonight. Yeah,
there's... I'll go to the Court Tavern one, and you go to the other.
Oh, that's good. We divide and conquer.
Yes, divide and conquer.
Have a videotape.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe I can do both. I don't know.
Okay. Well.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm curious about. I'd like to go to the Court Tavern one.
Oh, me too. So. Yeah. Oh, it's 9:57, and this has been Overnight Sensations, 1 hour dedicated to nothing
but local music
on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music. We've got Radio Ruckus coming up next, and I think we're going to do we're doing non-local this week.
Okay.
But it is kind of local.
All right, what do you got?
I've got the Hold Steady.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, this is new record called Boys and Girls in America. You check this out yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's good stuff. And you're about to. We're gonna leave with Chill Out Tent. And I will see you next week. Oh no, we're preempted next week.
Yes, we are. That's right.
There's football versus Connecticut next week, 7:15 to 12:30.
Yeah, so you're preempted too.
Really?
Next Sunday night. Yeah.
By the way.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Shucks.
I got Killer Priest coming in. Shots. Oh, we
gotta
redo that.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Oh man. Anyway, yeah. Thank you. Thanks again, Stunk Cox, and Radio Ruckus coming up next. Here's Old Steady. There was a stage in a PA up in Western.